Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, what do you got going on there that's so good, man? It ain't always all good at home, but the few days it is makes it all worthwhile. It's all about time and chance, it's gotta be. You got trailer park moms winning Powerball lottery, and if a little girl gets stuck in a well, you got the whole world feeling the hell and trying to help. We got good intentions, maybe bad ideas, like fucking find Ned in place with gonorrhea. But the adventure is real and ain't nobody alone, especially me. So come the fuck on, let's get home. I got bitches to fuck, we be in Rich's truck at the Mexican festival, hitting switches, the Bezzy elevating. No hating, only congratulating, and the whole steady tailgating with a Ned and hoes waiting on Dayton's. Man, that truck was so tight, that's why I'm trying to go back. Sometimes it'd be alright, and the rest of the bullshit I can walk right through. I'm trying to see a wheelchair, a hot nurse at 102 years old, and a tree,
and the earth,
and the smoke,
and the game.
The tree is alright.
It ain't
right.
Nothing going on, but that's where I belong. Because some of them days be shiny diamonds, and it can't be wrong. Because some of them nights the moon be shining like a world of ghosts, a bunch of explode.
Everyday Joe's, Mike's, and Tom Dubs, but that's our thing, and we love that shit. And people sick, thinking wicked shit gon' quit. Tell me, why do stress be L-I-F-E? Every day's a new adventure for the fellas with me. We only got so long, I'm trying to get out and see. I'm trying to get out and be. Who trying to do it like me? You might see from above, you might fall in love. You might get your dick sucked from the back like wood. You might discover your niche, and look, you ain't a bitch. All this just days after you was gon' quit. I ain't on some mother, you whack motherfucker. This shit for juggalos, we talking to each other, not them other hoes. We shutter those hoes the back rows and crack those fagos, and the place explode. And the kush,
and the green,
and the zap,
and the drop.
The kush is all
right.
It ain't
right.
Much going on, but that's where I belong. Because some of them days be shiny diamonds, and it can't be wrong. Because some of them nights the moon be shining like a world of ghosts, a bunch of explode. And I'll be climbing, homies rhyming, heaven I'm in. People can't do they thing, and mine is singing.
With your host Tavi Cole and Ghetto G the Cole Cycle Killer. What's going on, Chris?
Not much. No bean dinner.
Shit, man, I'm fucking, I don't even know the word for it at the moment.
Is it like, you know, I'm kind of, you know, eating dinner and overstressing about the whole thing about, you know, finding roommates and all that shit. They still need to find three roommates.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, kind of understandable. I mean, I'm pretty far ahead of where I need to be, but I'm over anxious, just want to get everything done with.
Yep. That's how I thought today at work. Wanted to get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Nah, man, you gotta think. Last week was mainly all training. Thursday, Wednesday, no, Thursday, Monday, and yesterday was pretty much all just, you know, stocking the shows and getting everything ready for the grand opening of today.
Yep. So basically, you're just kind of wishing it was past that stupid state where it's just all the bullshit at the start and actually where you're actually doing something.
Exactly.
I get you.
Man, yo, motherfuckers go crazy for those goddamn spare ribs.
They sound good.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, seriously, like, fucking, you know, like, we just stuck the, like, we just fucking packed the bunker, like, maybe, like, 10 seconds, like, maybe, like, even 20 seconds later, yo, that shit was already empty.
Damn.
It's like, you know, like, it's like, it seems like the more we put in, the more people took out.
Yep.
Not to mention the fact, you know, even though I'm in the meat department, you know, we also oversee, you know, bakery, fucking seafood. So it's like shit.
Mhm.
But, we're going to track here.
Hey, okay.
I'm going to go to a fucking Halloween. And I'm going to go with Say All You Want. Here we go.
But I'm damn much stronger. I can't be stronger while I'm sitting here burning.
So, Christy, even though, like, you know, like, I know you don't watch Main Event,
but that's your third Main Event, was pretty good, and, you know, they also gave us an, they also gave an update on Triple H, too.
So, what's the update?
He is actually suffering from post-concussion syndrome, which is, you know, due to the sledgehammer, you know, to the jaw.
Hmm. One of the one thing I kind of feel that WWE shouldn't have done, I mean, like, we can both tell that this concussion is, like, just a fake storyline right now.
No,
but,
it's actually...
Oh, well, I mean, I kind of think it's, you know, a fake storyline, you know, just for storyline purposes. Because apparently, like, Stephanie and everybody got, like, pissed off at Jerry the King Lawler when he said it was a stroke. Because it wasn't. But, I mean, like, if it is storyline purposes, I think it kind of would have been fucked up to kind of do that, you know, right after the real concussion that Dolph Ziggler just got. You know what I mean?
No, but it's not fake, though, man. It's an actual thing.
Yep. I mean, just everything besides the whole thing with King saying it was a stroke.
No, that was actually a heart attack.
Ah.
That was real.
Okay, then. I don't know why King has to apologize for saying it was a stroke.
Because I think most people probably thought it was a stroke, even though it was actually a real heart attack, actually.
Yep. One of the things that I can probably say with a certainty is that at the next pay-per-view, Payback, because, you know, of where it's at, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Punk's going to at least come out for a cheap pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, because it's his hometown. I'm sure he's going to return there or something, which, I mean, it's not like that's a bad move to do. Like, as a company, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, no, like I said, you know, the PCS, which is, you know, post-concussion syndrome, that's actually a real thing, and that actually did happen to Triple H, because, you know, like, it was actually due to the sledgehammer to the jaw. Because you got to think, you know, when Triple H uses the sledgehammer, you know, he doesn't aim for somebody's jaw. You know, he covers it up and goes with the midsection or the head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, but the fact that, you know, Brock Lesnar, you know, he didn't bother covering up the top of the sledgehammer, and, he went just straight for the jaw. Then, plus, I think, you know, on top of that, you know, the fact that he delivered, you know, an F5 to Triple H at the same time, you know, that's actually what led to it. And Triple H will actually not be cleared to compete until after he goes through several neurological tests.
Yes, and the one thing I'm wondering is, like, how long do you think it will be before Ziggler is able to compete again? Because, like, that concussion that happened to him, that's 100% real. Like, that
yeah,
and
thing. Yeah, and so was the PSC, or PCS that happened to Triple H. That's 100% real too.
Yep.
Just like the heart attack that happened to Jerry King Lawler. Because you gotta think, I mean, you know, one thing, you know, that you can't really ever expect that, you know. Because, you know, you got to think, there's a lot of things that, you know, that happen, you know, that are expected, you know, that are a part of the script and part of the show, such as, you know, Jerry King Lawler's heart attack, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's totally not expected.
So.
Hmm.
And I mean, actually, going with what you're saying, I do kind of, that probably, that might have been real with Triple H, because, I mean, I think with, you know, being that guy, Michael McGillicuddy's first match as, whatever, Kurt Angle, or whatever, like, repackaged as a Paul Heyman guy, like, Triple H would have wanted to help put him over, you know what I mean?
No, Triple H wanted to kick his ass.
Well, still, I mean, because, you know, as a Paul Heyman guy, you know, he understands the business aspect of, like, I mean, you know, Paul Heyman is definitely going to get him put over as, you know, a big superstar, like, you know, down the road. I mean, still, you know, he would, like, at least help him out and not, like, the match to end, like, with an injury or something like that.
Yeah. But, you know,
I mean,
but,
just knowing how he is as a worker and all that.
Yeah, but you got to think, you know, yeah, but, I mean, you know, Triple H wanted to put him over, you know, then, you know, the Triple H would, you know, would have either, would have gotten pinned. You know, but the fact that, Triple H was definitely not 100% going into the match. And, you know, it was, so just the fact, you know, finding out later on, you know, he had PCS, you know, as well. And, you know, so you have to think, you know, going into it, fucking, competing with, like, with, you know, with something like that, you know, it's not smart, that's not really smart because of the fact, it could also hurt him more in the long run, making it to where, you know, he wouldn't be able to compete ever again.
Yeah, and he has to become, like, a real part-time wrestler.
Exactly. Well, not even that. Like, even that, he wouldn't be able to wrestle, period.
Yep. I think we can already kind of predict what's going to happen, like, with Payback, that if Triple H is, you know, 100% by that time, that, you know, it's going to be a match with him and Curtis Axel, or whatever the fuck name they're putting him as right now. Might as well just call him his real name, like Joe Henning. They're probably going to, like, set that match up. And then it's going to be, like, a screwy finish where the ref's going to get knocked out and Punk's going to come out, like, under a mask, get the cheap pop for Chicago, and then take the mask off after the match.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of, like, something that you could probably already see logically.
Yeah, I guess.
Which would just, for the long run, you know, Punk and Triple H Part 2, which that would actually be a good match. Because, I mean, those two are definitely good in-ring workers.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, like, not like you have to like or hate Punk, but he's a good in-ring competitor, and he definitely knows how to cut promos well. I mean, that's probably the best aspect in the ring, is that he knows how to cut promos very well. I mean, he knows exactly what to say to get the fans either to hate him or to like him.
Yeah, true. I guess.
I mean, he doesn't even have to be a Paul Heyman guy for Paul Heyman to be a talker for him. Because, I mean, he's great at the talking shit. I mean, Brock Lesnar, not that good of a talker. But he's a good athlete.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens with Curtis Axel. Even though we already know that on Raw or SmackDown, he's going to brag about the fact that he took out Triple H, because that's just exactly what a Paul Heyman guy would do.
Yep.
At least they're definitely doing something interesting by having a third Heyman guy. And it wasn't just like somebody who was already an established name. He's actually helping to put over a new guy.
Yeah.
Which, he's definitely talented at that, because, I mean, hell, he put over, like, I mean, hell, you don't even have to talk about all the guys he put over. I mean, like, we already know he's good at that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, hell, Raw is like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, that was my exact attitude up there. And then, like, thinking about it, like, well, I mean, he's getting re-game push now, and with him in there, he's going to be a household name in probably a couple months or something.
Man, we'll see.
But go ahead and play track. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take a cut.
Yep. So, me play a track or you?
You.
Okay, here we go.
World. All you motherfuckers are gonna die. Everybody. You dying every day. Constantly. I kill myself right motherfucking now and still won't die.
Try them.
Wicked clowns.
Never.
Never die. What?
Oh my goody, look a chicken. Keep your money. Here's a ticket. Hold up. Keep your kids out here. They too young to play in there. Step right up. Now strap them in. Lock it tight under his chin. Clamp his arms up to his side. It's gonna be a helly ride. Now if you misplace an item, psychopathic, straight up find them. If you lose your nugget, yo, hatchet ain't responsible. Look and wonder if you will, cause we about to whip and kill. Think about your every sin as I tilt a whirly spin. They won't fuck the line, put him up front. Welcome to a spectacle, Kearney Rice eccentrical. Hope you like it, even though have to mingle with the pole. Here you go, sir, have a seat. You got to taste this ride, it's neat. Tell you now the ride is fast. Might want me to hold your cash. We sure to spin until your soul leaves your body dead and cold. Killed your whirly spraying blood all over the neighborhood.
And you're Burger Switch off, but you're going to take over because, man, I can't stay the fuck awake.
Okay.
So, we are going to go a nice long track. Here we go.
All right, and we are back. Vlog number is this. And the vlog number is hung up. Sweet. So, how about we go into another track? How about we go into some Boondocks? And we go to Death of a Hater.
Heaven, I did my best. One love for family, the juggalos, and fuck the rest. I'm tired of all these snakes and demons, leeches on the vein. I'm bled enough and now this bitch is about to feel my pain. You know you name the haters, bitter with a point of view. But them motherfuckers talking shit but never had a clue. Come with your attitude, cocksucker, fuck your life. I'll tie you to a chair and make you watch me fuck your wife. I'm just the type to catch you slipping like a bar of soap. I catch you while you're sleeping fast and then I stitch your throat. I watch you bleeding, gargle, choke you for your last breath. Then close the wound, apply some pressure to delay your death. See what it means, your whole existence don't mean shit to me. It ain't nothing but time to kill to make your history. And all you had to do was keep your fucking trap closed. But now you got your hands folded, clutched onto a single rose. Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye. Surviving off the infamy. Miss me with that. Everybody wants me dead. Same old. And switch my hatchet to a target hanging off my cable. If you criticize my fashion, you faggot like Tim Gunn. I'm a juggalo scrub. Established since day one. So kill the hater, replicate a distant with a foul tongue. Take my magic marker and blacken his fucking left lung. With my box cutter, I'ma cut his eyes wide. And put broken pieces of mirror, replace them both his eyes. Got a demon inside that's been along for the ride. Since the release of my first LP back in 95. Ever since that day, I've been embracing the hate. And basically not giving a fuck what none of y'all say. So fuck y'all bitches. Black flowers up on your casket. To get what you deserve. Burning hell, hating bastards. Like a trailer hitch. Come to your hood with goons and snatch you out your trailer, bitch. Put on your knees and close your eyes, wait for the execution. Some call this first degree, but I call it my retribution. You had your chance to keep it sun and now you're in the rain. I be the scarecrow, but you the one who missing brains. I put the barrel to the bone and now your skull fucked. 2 times 11 till you don't and now you're out of luck. So many times I spent just dwelling, thinking of the day. Up to the point I sit for hours, thinking of a way to make you suffer, make your blood spill like the wine. 6 feet up underneath the ground, have you smelling pine. It's how we do a punk bitch with a faucet mouth. Lost in the woods that you discovered by a boy scout. Stupid little motherfucker, what was you thinking? Now your body in the bushes, life is rotten, nothing's saying. Just close your eyes.
radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Okay, we got a caller from Alabama. 251, who's this?
Conundrum.
Yeah, so there's one thing that whenever you called him that we had to actually say. Like, this is, like, the whole thing with, you know, what happened during, like, that strange interview with Ritz and whatnot, man. I'm going to give you a condensed version. I'm going to give you a lot longer version, but basically... because, like, you know, you freestyle rap to Ritz and whatnot. Like, that kind of caused, you know, some, like, problems with, you know, strange music and whatnot. So now we have to kind of wait till, you know, they've done a few tours and whatnot to actually interview them again. Because of that. So, I mean, I'm giving you, like, the condensed version. Like, you know, because of that. I mean, just, like, you know, when we're interviewing Strange, just now we have, like, a whole set of rules that and all that stuff, okay? Yeah, you know, I'm just giving you, like, a short version of it. All right, man?
I've already heard it.
Ah, okay. Well, didn't know.
Yes, no more rapping while interviews are going on.
Yep.
But I have two requests for songs, if y'all don't mind.
Okay. What would those be?
Judas Priest, Living After Midnight. And Kansas, carry on my wayward son.
Let me see if I have up here. Well, we have Burning Hell by Judas Priest up here. And we don't have anything by Kansas up here.
Alright, well then don't worry about it.
Yep. I'll play the one song by Judas Priest and I'll try and look for the other one. Okay, so here is Burning Hell by Judas Priest. Thank you. All right, and we are back. How about we learn some Chinese?
Yeah, I'm Chinese. And what?
Yeah, you know who this is. Jin, let me tell you this. The days of the pork fried rice and the chicken wing are coming to your house by me is over. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
This is hot shit, could fuck up your head, man. I know a bunch of Crips that love red, man. Blood walk in New York, man, things done change. Stop the chink, the game. This ain't Bruce Lee, I watch too much TV. It's the game of death when I aim for your chest. Yeah, too much sex got me seeing slow motion. Eyes barely open with a roach roasting. And your girl, she loves the gin ocean. Rub it on her body like body shop lotion. What's the commotion? You never seen me? Original chinky IMC. You don't wanna step to the army. I'm double R, rank refugee. And the barrel of the gun gonna make you speak another language. And amigo, I ain't talking about Spanish.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
One goes out to those that order four chicken wings and pork fried rice and roll dice in the hood. You think shit is all good till the cowboys roll through like Clint Eastwood. I wish you would come to Chinatown, get lost in town, end up in the lost and found. Eyewitnesses, you must be crazy. We don't speak English, we speak Chinese. And the only po-po we know is the pigs on the hook out by the window. Every time they harass me, I want to explode. We should ride the train for free, we built the railroad. I ain't to 50 Cent, I ain't to Eminem, I ain't to Jigga Man, I'm a China Man. Jin sing in the palm of my hand, she looked surprised when she saw it in the palm of her hand. You know what's next, safe sex, I'll be damned if I sleep in the flesh with the insects.
Don't judge a book by its cover. I know you think that he's fam, he's really undercover. I saw his name on the affidavit. It was written in Chinese, and this is what he said. Gan Tonyan, Tan Gunai, Yonga, Joe So-So. Ran by some local hooligans and thugs, so. Catch them at midnight when they close his shop up. Reading the Ten Commandments, cooking a crock up. Looking small posters all over the walls. If they think you Sammy the Bull, it's over for y'all. Me, I'm just Jin, just doing my thing. Just doing my thing, just doing my thing. Turn some gold, tongue my teal jet mode. Why's there beef everywhere I go? I'm drunk screaming, can't we all get along? My ladies with the thongs, the thugs with the fire on.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
All the ghetto.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
All the suburbs.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Yeah. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
The game will never be the same. Double R refugees.
Final Kayla.
First Chinese rapper.
Don't doubt.
First Haitian rapper.
Yeah. Refugee.
Yo, T, what up?
Jin.
You got one right here, man.
And it's on you, guys.
Up here, this. We are stop the blood. Blood. Shut up.
Why you?
Jin.
Why you? No.
Bomba class.
I go sing.
Yeah. under his whiskey nose. The motherfucker's ass is probably molded shut. Bet he's got tadpoles living out of his butt. I fucking don't understand these people. No kind of class. Somebody needs to beat their ass. I wanna tell him, get the fuck off my block. Like the Sahara, wanting everyone's affection. Wait a minute, that's me. I'm looking at my own reflection.
Swing back, swing back, swing back.
Anyways.
While we are waiting to get the rest of this track. Fuck, we really need some callers on. But anyways, the new Xbox One looks like a total piece of crap. Just seems like the overcharged, expensive piece of shit, but then again, see what happens when it comes out. And yeah. You know what? I was just going to another track. This Wayne shit's so kind of annoying. Here we go. With the Bible is bullshit.
The human race. Of all the inspirations for the separation of man from his true tribal culture, of all the inspirations for acts of violence from one man onto another, from one nation onto another, from one oppressor onto the oppressed, there is no more guilty party and inspiration than those books known as the Holy Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita. To spread separation of mankind.
The Bible is bullshit. The Quran is a lie. The Bhagavad Gita did not fall from the sky. These are the books that will listen. one beat maker, the hit maker.
Now here's the bottle's off. Get the check, get the check.
I hit you like a tower of battle. And when I start reciting and dancing my magical incantations, you're gonna feel your body rattle. And a bliss in a state of mind. And I am its capital. Freedom is what I offer. A land where the grass is greener and the clouds are softer. And the hypnotic flows like a river of water. And pills of Jack and Coke when you start feeling hotter. Now let's get started and remember to drink before the daily depart. Sobriety is early, science in the curve. And you can't resist the other when my mouth starts churning. Feel your blood burning. That's what it's like to be under the spell of a full-blooded German.
All right, and we are back, and since no one's called in, I think it's going to end it early. So, we'll see you tomorrow. Tune the fuck in. Joyride Radio, we out.